I on? I'm on now. Oh, that's great. Okay. So this morning, we'd just like to take you on a journey of hope. And to start off with, I'd like you just to suspend your disbelief for the moment. We're going to go on a trip to the seaside. We're going to look for a bit of sunshine, get rid of all these grey skies and the cold mornings, and let's just think back to the summer, okay? I got my beach hat, so I'm going to pop that on. There we go. Ready to go. Now, in order to help me and to fill up my bus over here, I need all the children who had a bucket when they came in this morning. And can mums or dads come along and help, please, as well? Has anybody had a bucket this morning? Come and join me over here. Bring your buckets with you. That's right, come and join me here. There must be more buckets around somewhere. Come on, come and join me. Lovely. Okay, so we are going on a bus journey this morning. All right, so I'm going to have to ask you to use your imagination and help me to tell the story. If we could have a couple of mums and dads up as well, just to help with the little ones, that would be helpful. Could we have a couple of mums and dads up? Thank you, that's lovely. Okay, now during the story I'm going to tell, there's a line that I'd like everybody to respond to, and Amanda's going to hold that up for me. The line is, "Oh, we do hope so." Now, I'd like everybody to join in, and it's going to repeat through the story, and she's going to hold it up each time we need to repeat it. So can we have a practice at that? Can everybody join in and say, ready, Amanda? Right way up. "Oh, we do hope so." Let's try that one more time. "Oh, we do hope so." That's great. If you can join in like that, it'll be lovely. Okay. So we're going on a journey over hill and vale. It's going to be a long time before we get home. We're off on a bus to see the sea today. We hope there will be space for us all to climb aboard, shall we see? Oh, we do hope so. Come on, let's get on the bus, shall we? This is the bus over here. Everybody on the bus, find a seat. All right, do you want to go down the aisle? Come in the doorway here. That's it. Don't forget, there's a doorway to the bus. Where are you going to sit? Okay, lovely. Everybody on board, right. Off we go. There might be lots of traffic and queues along the way. We hope we will get there quick and we won't have great delays. Oh, we do hope so. Will there be songs to sing and games that we can play? Oh, who knows this one? "Wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round all day long." Oh, this will help us to while away the time and help us find our way, won't it? Oh, we do hope so. We're going on a journey over hill and vale. It's going to be a long time before we get home. Oh, I think we might be there. Okay, shall we get off the bus and have a picnic? Come on then. I've got my picnic blanket. Let's get down off the bus. There we go. Come and sit down on the picnic blanket. That's right, find a space. It's lovely, lovely sandy beach. I've brought the cool box with some picnic in it. So, will we have a picnic sitting on the beach. Will there be crisps to eat? Ooh. And cake and lovely things to eat. That's not a cake, that's a healthy banana. You really should eat healthy things, okay? But cake's good, isn't it? Mmm. Oh, we do hope so. We don't want any rain today. Are there any thunder clouds coming? Can you see any grey clouds? Are there clouds over there as well? Oh my goodness, no, we don't want any rain today. Take cover if it rains on you. Take cover. Did you bring your umbrellas? No, it's a lovely sunny day at the sea, isn't it? We don't want any rain today or wind to blow the sand. We'd just like some sunshine to give us all a tan. Oh, we do hope so. And can we paddle in the sea and run and splash about? Got your buckets? Got your buckets? Can we build a castle and try to fill a moat? Oh, we do hope so. And will there be a fun fair with rides to swing us round? Who likes a fun fair? And can we have a stick of rock and ice cream in a cone? Oh, we do hope so. In a moment. Hold with the lollies. Right, I think we need to get back on that bus because our day is almost over. But there's a lolly as you go. So come and get back on the bus. That's right. And have a lolly to see you on the way home. Don't forget to bring your buckets. You might want them again. Everybody find a seat. Right. Are you getting in your seats and getting comfy? I suspect you're feeling quite tired by now. Settle yourselves in your seats, that's right. We're going on a journey over hill and vale. It's going to be a long, long time before we get home. And when we're tired and we've had enough, can we snuggle up? Is there someone near you to snuggle to? Oh, long journey. Oh, long day. All that sun and sand. And will there be someone to look after us all the way home? Oh, we do hope so. I think we might be nearly home. Oh, have you ever had a day like that? Anybody had a day like that? And did all the things happen that you hoped for? Some of them? All of them? Maybe just a few? Maybe it did rain on somebody's picnic. I've had that happen to me. And do you have anything that you're hoping for right now? What's coming up soon? Christmas is coming, isn't it? I bet there are things you're hoping for Christmas. Lots of fun and games and things to have. Yes. Now, God promises that he has a plan for each one of us to give us hope and a future, things to look forward to. Not always exactly what we expect or what we thought we wanted, but we can trust him to look after us. And the most important part of his plan was that he sent Jesus as a baby to show us how much he loves each one of us. Now, if you've got your buckets and you'd like to go over now off the bus and over to Jason, there's some craft for you to do. All right, we're going to decorate up those buckets. All right, are you too sleepy to get off the bus? Off you go. Lovely. And thank you for helping. going to ask Debbie to come up now. Debbie's going to do a reading for us. Just stand up on the platform. Do you want me to hold this for you while you read? Yeah, okay. So Debbie's going to do a reading now. We're thinking on a bit. The things that we hope for as we grow, change, and develop as our lives move on. And while a day at the seaside might have been fine when we were children, it's not the only thing we hope for as we get a bit older. So thinking now into teenage and a 14-year-old girl has an unexpected message. Let's just hear now from Debbie.
The reading today is from Luke 1:39-45. At the time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfil his promise to her."
Thank you, Debbie. And for obvious reasons, we asked Debbie to do that reading, especially today. All right, down you come. Thank you very much, Debbie. So I've been asking Ignite and Voltage to think about what it might have been like to be Mary at that time, compared a little bit with now and how they might feel now. So can I ask you girls to come up? Now we're going to need a bit of extra help with this as well. I need 10 people to hold up some pictures for us as they speak. So could I have 10 volunteers, perhaps from among the young people? I'm going to have to come and pick if we don't. Sitting on the stage, can some of you come up and help? 10. Oh, lovely. Right, if you hold that one, and I'll tell you when to hold it up, all right? Just hold it where it can't be seen at the moment. Lovely. Your number 2. Number 3. Stand in a row, that's lovely. 4. Number 5, 6. Have we got a few more? Can be adults if you like. Got 3 more I need. Thank you. Lovely. And the last one. Oh, hang on. Is it the last one? No, it's not. We need even one more. Oh, come on. Come on. That's lovely. Okay. So you've got the mic, girls, lovely. I'm going to just, what I'll do to give you a hand is I'll point at you when you need to hold the picture up, all right? Okay, I'll take my sun hat off now. I think we're done with that. Okay, girls, would you like to carry on?
Right, hi, right, okay. We've been thinking about what Mary would feel like when the angel met her. So Mary had just seen an angel, held highly throughout the whole of the Old Testament. They were sent by God to deliver his message to his people on earth. So when Gabriel came to visit Mary on the outside of the way in Nazareth on a day like any other and told her she was expecting the Son of the Most High, she must have felt like
heaven was touching earth. She was seeing with her own eyes the beauty and grace of God who she had been hearing and learning about for her whole life. Amazed, honoured, ecstatic, blown away, on cloud 9. But she would have also felt a sense of confusion. Why had God chosen her, a young woman about to be wed to a carpenter in a small town in Galilee?
Despite this, she told the angel, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me just as you have said," because she trusted and had confidence in God that he would follow through with his promises. This is why God chose her.
But Mary was still human. There must have been so many doubts and questions flying around her head. What will Joseph think? Will he leave me? How will I tell my family the news? How do I raise the Son of God? What will everyone around me think? Will I have to face punishment?
Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who was also pregnant and who trusted in the Lord. Upon Mary's arrival, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and said to Mary, "Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." In that moment, Mary must have felt like God was revealing his love and faithfulness to her again, in a glimpse of his glory and excitement of what was to come.
So she sang a song of praise to God. "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers."
By the time Mary saw Joseph again, she wouldn't have been able to hide the fact that she was pregnant, and understandably, he wasn't sure at first. But when an angel came to visit him, to Mary's relief, Joseph told her that he trusted that her pregnancy was part of God's plan too. Mary must have felt relieved, like she had a weight had been lifted off her shoulders. God had been faithful to her and protected her, and she now had Joseph's support too, no matter how her family, friends, and the people around her would react.
As time passed, her bump grew. Mary still must have found her pregnancy tough. The exhilaration of the angel visiting her would have felt like a lifetime ago at times, and the judgment of those around her would have still made her feel insecure. However, she continued to trust God. Mary may have had a little idea of all the things Jesus would live to do, but treasured the words that she had received, pondering in her heart what they might mean.
Thank you, guys. That's brilliant. I hope you've enjoyed looking at that a little bit, because sometimes this story of Mary being pregnant, we can sort of romanticise it a little bit in this loveliest, beautiful picture of Christmas. But for these guys, Mary would probably have been about their age, maybe a bit younger. And the thought of becoming pregnant and actually the shame that that would have carried, and just thinking a little bit like, where's the hope in that? Actually, you know, where's the hope in being pregnant as a teenager in a place where you shouldn't be doing that at all? You know, you could be in a lot of trouble for it. So I hope you've enjoyed doing that. Can you give these guys a clap for the help? Well done. Go and take your seats. Okay, that story of Mary, again, carrying this baby, and you think, wow, that's the hope, isn't it? She was carrying the hope of the world. This is our Advent wreath. I've just noticed this candle's gone wonky. I'll be in all kinds of trouble. There we are. We don't do loads of things like this as a church, but this is something we do every year, and it looks forward to Christmas. It's a countdown, so each Sunday up to Christmas, we light a candle. And I've been taking this into schools, and I was saying in the prayer time earlier, it's not the most dynamic thing to take into schools with you to do an assembly on, but actually, in doing it, looking at it, it's given me a real encouragement. I found it really exciting. I've just rediscovered a few things and thought through a few things. And so I wonder if somebody would like to come and light our first Advent candle. Who likes fire? Someone on the stage? Come on, Brian, do you want to come and light it? You come and do this for us. This would be good. Now, we need to make this last as many years as possible, so we always start with the biggest one. Okay. Can you reach it all right? Do you want to get there? Do you want to jump up on the stage? That's it. That one there. Well done, Brian. Brilliant. Thank you. Okay, so this is our candle of hope, and there's a reading from Romans 15:12. And this is Paul looking back to the Old Testament, to a promise that was made. In another place, Isaiah said, "The heir to David's throne will come, and he will rule over the Gentiles. They will place their hope on him. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I just thought this was such an amazing, such a simple message. I wonder if, is Jess or, where are Jess or Becky? Could Jess or Becky come and join me for a sec, one of you guys? Or both, you can both come if you like, that would be great. And so in school, I was just talking about how this simple message of somebody coming, Isaiah looking forward, you know, actually there is no way to God. So just imagine God being up there on a stage. Give us a wave, God. There he is over there. And actually, we were so far away from God, there is no way. It's too far, isn't it? I know you could climb up the steps, really. But okay, imagine, it's such a long, long way away to get to our Father God. And yet he sent somebody, this hope, this candle of hope, Jesus, for us. I wonder if somebody could come up and be Jesus for me. Yeah, come on, Maisie, you're nearest. And so at Christmas time, it's such a lovely, simple message. This message of someone who could come and actually take us to be friends with our Father. Do you want to take these guys up to be with their dad up there? Keep going. Give us a wave over there, God. Thank you, that's good. Keep going, guys. Jesus gets a look in as well. It's good. You know what? It's a simple picture, isn't it? And sometimes I think we perhaps lose that a little bit. I just love it. I've just loved thinking a bit more about that, how at Christmas time, God sent his only son to pave a way that I could be his friend. He is my hope. He is the real hope of the world. And so we can think of hope in so many ways. We can think about the things we hope for Christmas. We can think about the big things we hope for in life. But the fact that Jesus is my hope, the person who means I can have a relationship with God. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, guys. Give them a clap. They were good. Okay, we're thinking a little bit and thinking about this service, thinking about what that hope means to us. And we've got another video for you. We've not got too many videos. We've got another video for you just to have a think about our biggest event this Christmas we're doing as a church. This is a big event, okay? You might not have heard about it until today, so think about this event. Okay, our biggest event this year as a church, because every single person has to be involved in this. There's no, you can't hand it over to anyone else. Hopefully you've got one of these. Can you see it? Yep, this says date, time, location. Welton's big Christmas event, hashtag over to you. So what we're saying as a bunch of leaders in this church is actually us included. We've been looking at ourselves and saying, it's easy sometimes to do church stuff, isn't it? To do events, to do clubs, to bring people. What are we doing to actually reach people around us? How do we share this amazing hope? And I've asked Scotty if he'll come up and just share something, which I know he did a couple of years back, probably.
Hey, all right. A couple of years ago, me and Sarah did something very similar to this. And actually, just before I bang on about it, let's do a little exercise. Do you mind all standing up for me? And this is not meant to, you know, be a telling off or anything, I promise, right? So just think about your neighbours, those that live to your left and to your right, and maybe the guys across the way from you. Just have a think in your head. Now, if you know the names of everyone who lives in the house to your left, stay standing. If you don't, sit yourself down. No judgment, don't matter. So the people that live in the house to your left, if you know their names, stay standing. If not, sit yourself down. Okay, now think about the house to the right. If you know the names of all the guys that live in the house to your right as well, stay standing. If not, sit down. I know for the Addicotts this might be quite difficult, but okay, what about the guys that are living across the road? Maybe the house just straight across the road. If you know who they are, stay standing. Otherwise, sit yourselves down. Okay, I'm quite impressed. Maybe like diagonally in front to the left. Do you know those guys as well? Right, you're all super cool. You all clearly all know your neighbours. That's amazing. sit yourselves down, it's great. The point I was trying to make is, I know for me and Sarah, when we did that little exercise, we've lived in our house for 18 years, and we were a little bit embarrassed, to be honest, because we kind of knew the names of the guys this side and maybe that side, and kind of we had nicknames for the guy who lived over there. But that was it. That's all we knew about them. We knew their names. We had this kind of high relationship when we saw our neighbours. And we'd lived there for 18 years. So that was a bit rubbish. And so what we did, we used Christmas as a really good, easy opportunity to have a drinks party around our house. And we put together some invites. Nick very kindly printed them off for us, and we got the kids to basically send them round. I think we delivered them to about 14 houses, something like that, thinking only about 10% of people would turn up. And then we did it, and it was on the, I think we did it on the 23rd of December, and thankfully people turned up, and it was amazing. And it was a bit awkward at first, but as soon as people settled in and perhaps, you know, had a glass of wine or mulled wine and stuff, conversation started flowing. And actually from that point, we started building relationships with our neighbours. And now, thankfully, we've got a bit more than a hiya relationship with our neighbours. It was a simple thing. And Christmas is such a great opportunity to do it, because no one's going to think you're a freak. I mean, if you do it in March, they're going to be like, what's going on? Why is this invite turned up? But doing it at Christmas, everyone thinks, ah, oh, it's a Christmas drinks party. So it's a really good opportunity to do it. So I'd encourage you to go for it. Tell someone that you're going to do it, because then get them to say, have you done it yet? Because again, for me and Sarah, there was a few opportunities where we were going to wuss out and not do it. But because we told people, they were like banging on us, you know, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? So that's it.
Thank you. No questions. That's fantastic, isn't it? I don't know about you. We're all very different people in this room, aren't we? And some of us will be thinking, fine, I can do that, no problem. Some of us will be thinking, wow, that's a big deal. And I know Scotty, when I was chatting to him, it was a really big deal to do it. And it was an interesting evening. You know, it was probably, if you could have planned it exactly how it went, it probably didn't go that way. But actually, it was a good evening. They got to know friends. I'll cue the song. We've got one more song in a moment to listen to. What I'd like us to do is actually just have a look at this candle again. And for some of us, we might not know actually the hope I've been talking about. For some of us, this might be the first time you've even heard about Jesus being the Son of God, being the hope for us. And so maybe as we listen to this song, it might be a time for you to be thinking, what does that hope mean to me? But for others of us, what I'd like us to do is, as we listen to this song, just quietly grab hold of that hope. It's a lovely, lovely song. So grab hold of the hope, what God means to you, what Jesus means to you. And just think about actually, who does God put on your heart? Who are you going to invite to something? You know, that's one idea, isn't it? Eat together. You could do it in your house. You could do it in all kinds of places. You know, it's very much over to you to grab hold of this invite and think, what can I do with that? My real challenge to you is, I am absolutely certain God will put something in your mind. He will do something. Nobody here is going to go, oh, no, I don't know, that one for me. I'm certain he'll put something in your mind. So as you're listening, when you get that thing, please will you grab hold of it, okay, and say, right, I'm going to do it. Because I'm certainly guilty of not always going through that. You know, God says something, I say, oh, I'll leave it 10 minutes, or I'll leave it a day, and I'll think about it again. Let's listen for a few minutes and grab hold of that thing God puts on our hearts, okay? So one song to listen to. Just close your eyes for a minute and just focus. Listen to God. Listen to what he's putting on your heart.
Okay, let's just keep a little bit prayerful, kind of keeping one eye on God. You can keep your eyes closed if you want to. And we're praying earlier on, and we had a really strong sense as we were praying before the meeting, then a bunch of us get together to pray at the beginning. And we had a really strong sense that God wanted to be with us this morning, and actually to put hope right into some of our lives. And I think we've been thinking about that. It's been fantastic, thinking about all sorts of different aspects of hope. And as we were praying, there was this sense that maybe for some of the children this morning, you don't feel that hopeful about God. And you're kind of thinking, actually, I'm not sure if I can trust him. And when we were praying, this picture of almost, and maybe, there may be like one child or one teenager who has actually been robbed. I'm not going to ask you to put your hand up, all right, because that wouldn't be a right thing to do, but maybe been robbed of your mobile phone or some money or some lunch money or something like that. And I had a really strong sense of God saying, do you know what? That was wrong, but I'm going to give you bigger hope than anything that could have been taken away from you. And I'm actually going to take away some of the kind of nastiness of what happens when you get robbed. And so that was one thing. And then for the adults, again, really strong sense that there are some of us in the room who, if you were to say the sentence, I put my hope in God, you feel like you wouldn't be telling the truth. So if you were to say the sentence, I put my hope in God, you're not completely sure that you'd be saying that genuinely. And here's a really cool thing. Felt the Holy Spirit this morning wanted you to know that you don't have to leave here in the same way, that you could leave here this morning saying, I put my hope in God, and it really, really means something to you. And there's a Bible verse that's been kind of buzzing around my head all morning, and it's from Hebrews 6, verse 19. And it says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. So if any of those things sound a little bit like it might be you, we're just going to close our eyes and we're going to pray, and we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to do what he wants to do, all right? Because it's not about really what we want to do. We get some ideas. But what does God want to do? So if you're a child or a young person, and maybe you feel a little bit like some of my hope has been robbed and I don't feel very hopeful, and maybe you have been robbed, we're going to pray that God will do something amazing and give you real hope. God is with you. There's a verse, again, Hebrews 5. It says, I will never leave you or forsake you. If you're an adult this morning and you couldn't say that sentence, I put my hope in God. My hope is in him. We're going to pray the Holy Spirit will come and he will be like an anchor that you will feel it in your soul, firm and secure. So Lord Jesus, thank you that you're here with us. Thank you this morning. We've been able to think about this amazing story of hope, this young woman, Mary, choosing to trust you and put her hope in you with all of the possible things that could have gone wrong. Lord, thank you that we get these incredible stories that inspire us. But we thank you as well that you're a God who's alive today, right now, and you're here with us. And so, Lord, we pray for any of our children and young people this morning who have been robbed either physically or maybe kind of like emotionally. They feel like they've been robbed of hope. We ask you, Holy Spirit, would you come right now and sit alongside them, put your arm around them, and speak those words of hope that you will never leave them or forsake them. And some of the stuff that happens when we're robbed, we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would completely remove it today so that we're different. And Father, for any of us adults, and I think maybe just one or two, or maybe more than that, I don't know, but some of us in the room who we wouldn't be able to say that sentence this morning, my hope is in God. I ask you now, Holy Spirit, that you would come. And almost like giving somebody a gift of a big old anchor, a big metal anchor that you could put under your arm. And it would be quite heavy, but it would be fantastic. Something to take home. I say, Holy Spirit, would you come now? That firm and secure anchor. And we say, in Jesus' name, put your hope in God. And Father, for any of us this morning that just need to have a bit of a conversation with somebody, and maybe we need to have that little bit of courage to say, I think that might have been me this morning, that God's message about hope and everything that we've looked at, I need hope. Give us a bit of courage to ask a friend or even somebody that we don't know in the room just to say, would you pray for me? Lord, we thank you that you're here and you don't want us to leave here unchanged. So if you've been speaking to us this morning, we say yes to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Matt. Okay, I'd like to invite the worship team back up. We're going to close with a couple of songs. Just wondered how Jason's got over there with the craft. Right, Jason, do you want to stand up? Show us what you've been doing. That's good. Okay, let's worship together, and then there'll be teas and coffees out in the canteen. And, yeah. That's it. Over to Andy.